In the Sicha about the Shem and HaMishcha, there's really two parts to the Sicha. The first part of the Sicha is where the Rebbe Faremfer's the Rashi, that even according to Rab Meir, there was no Shaila, they were Shalik. They cooked the Shemen together with the Ikrin, and the Shemen Taka became one mixture together with the Ikrin, and that mixture is what they used. And based on that, the Rebbe explains that there's two things in the Pasuk. There's the Vasisa Merkachas, there's the need to make a Merkachas, and there's the Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yeh. And those are the Svaras of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. And with that, it's Faremfer's where Rashi doesn't have to answer the question of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, it's not a question. That's the first part of the Sicha. The second part of the Sicha is the explanation and why this argument is a machlekes about Rashi, about which Rashi says v'nechleku bei chachme Yisrael. It's a machlekes of chachme Yisrael because it's a machlekes about two general svaras, and that's why it's not something that's muhra like the Rebbe explains in the Ara from the pasuk. The pasuk itself is not machriach either way. It's chachme Yisrael, and the machlekes is the way the Rebbe explains in Siv Zayin, that when there is a conflict between the Hoiva and the Asid, which is overpowering, which rules? In the words of the Sicha, Tachlis HaShleimus B'Hoiva Hagam HaZduchten Bet Felon in the Shleimus from Lachazman. Aderaz beikir is negeya di shleimus bigmar ha'inyin la'achar zeh letamid, afilu ven das kader grecht verin, nor dan ven di asiyah behoiva is nit b'shleimus. So when something, to do it now, if I'm looking at the present, so to do the present work properly has to be a merkachas in which it gets completely mixed. If I'm looking at the ultimate goal, at the ultimate result in the future, the ultimate result, I have to now not mix it fully, because then I won't have the Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yeh. I won't have a resulting Shemen. And that's the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. In Ha'ara 16, the Rabbi says, Me'enza, similar to these two Eifanim, Hashak Levetariah, Zrizim Akdimin Lemitzvahs, Ubereivam Hadras Melech Ma'adif. If I'm looking at right now I'm doing the mitzvah Bezrizos, and my performance of the mitzvah is in the best possible way with this Mail of Zrizus, which is the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done. However, the ultimate goal is that the mitzvah should, that the resulting mitzvah should be in the most perfect manner. And therefore, if I focus on the end result, then I want to have the Bereivam Adras Melech. And even though I'll be not focusing, easing up on the Zrizus right now, Reis Techem et Klolim, Marech Zayin Klal Gimel, Reis Techem et Asifas Dinim, Marech Asiyam et Kippurim. Behemshach to that, the Rebbe brings a Shakla Vetaya, Mutter Vetzarech Lis'anis, Vetzim Gidalia, Vimal Yidei Ze Iyev Sher Yilei Lis'anis, Vim Kippur Shal Achrav, Rei Baruch Lekut Sichas Chel Kites, Amot 73 Veilach. Now, in the Lashon of the Ha'ara, it seems clear that the tzushtel that the Rebbe is making to what's being discussed in this sicha, and even that is not a complete tzushtel, is just a me'enza, is the shaklevitarya of zrizim akdimin lemitzvahs or bereivam hadras melech. Just behemshach to that, the Rebbe says, he also brings another shaklevitarya that the Rebbe discusses at length in other places. Seemingly, there's two different ways that this shaila of hoiva versus asid can be addressed, and that's l'chaira a difference between the different sichas. One way is, in the most simple form, there's hoiva and there's asid. There's sometimes a clash between the way things seem in the present versus the benefit or the way things are going to be sometime in the future, and there's a question what outweighs which. Over here in the Sicha, we're speaking a more narrow definition of Hoiva and Asid. We're not talking in general in the realm of time when there's a clash between Hoiva and Asid. What do we look at? Over here we're talking about the mitzvah, specific mitzvah of preparing the Shemen HaMishcha. And in this specific mitzvah, there's two stages. There's the Hoiva stage, the process of preparing the Shemen HaMishcha, and the Aset stage, the final result of the Shemen HaMishcha, when this process will be ended. There are two stages in the same inyan, in the Shemen HaMishcha. The Hoiva and the Aset in this Sicha is, do I look at the process, do I look currently at being involved in the process and try to do that in the best possible way at the expense of the end result, possibly? Or do I look at the Aset, do I focus on the end result of this mitzvah itself, which is the Shemen Mishchas Kodesh that will come out of my Vasisa Isay Merkachas, and ease up on my Vasisa Isay Merkachas, or take away from the extent of how much of a Merkachas I make and how much I mix it together for the benefit of having a more perfect Shemen Mishchas Kodesh year? Now this is not just a time, Hoiva and Asid, but a stage of Hoiva and Asid in the same inyan, which is not always the case. So let's first look at the Me'enza. So the Rebbe says, Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvahs, and Bereivam Hadras Melech. Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvahs, and Bereivam Hadras Melech, we can understand how that could fit into a similar Chakira. Which means Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvahs and Bereivam Hadras Melech we can also view as two stages in the same mitzvah. The mitzvah has the stage of the performance of the mitzvah. Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvahs is in the performance of the mitzvah, in the manner of the in which the mitzvah is performed. The ultimate goal is the resulting mitzvah, the way the mitzvah will come out. The Bereivam Hadras Melech is the beauty in the mitzvah, in the final result of the mitzvah. So that can also be seen as Hoiva and Asid in the two stages in the mitzvah itself. However, it's not the only way to understand the two tzedim of Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvahs versus Bereivam Hadras Melech. It means Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvahs and Bereivam Hadras Melech and the Rebbe in other places could be dependent on these two milas themselves when they clash, not on the fact that one is Hoiva and one is Asid. In fact, the Rebbe in the end of this Ha'ara is mitzayin to the Sicha in Chelek Yates, and we'll get back to that in a moment. But in that Sicha in Chelek Yates, a little bit further, the Rebbe discusses this very shaila of Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvahs versus Bereivam Hadras Melech. Adugma lazeh v'loy mamesh is the shaila sa'achreinim by bris milah eib mevet mekayim zayin the mitzvah ba'beker leitim klal von Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvahs that fell in Bereivam Hadras Melech. Le'idach eib mevet es ablegen den bris in ha'shpeta dikishan tak vet es nit zayin in emeifim von Zrizim Akdimin aber der far vet mekayim zayin den Bereivam Hadras Melech. Over there the Rebbe is explaining the two tzedim. The words are, when you could be mekayim a mitzvah b'chol prateha, aber durch dem vet felon in klolos ahider von der mitzvah, ule'idach eime vet mekayim zayin de mitzvah behider, vet felon a prat she'ene likuva ba mitzvah. Is the shayla vas is machriya. Do I look at the pratim of the mitzvah itself, or ahider in the klolos ha-mitzvah, like the Rebbe explains over there in the Ara. Seemingly, unless I'm mistaken, that is not the way the Rebbe explains it over there, is not the shayla of Hoiva and Asid, and that's what it seems like in the Hemshech HaNyanim in the Sicha. We'll come back to this in one moment. So Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvahs could be understood in various ways, but it also, you could look at Zrizim Akdimin L'mitzvahs as two stages in the mitzvah itself. Now, following this, the Rebbe brings the Shakla Vitarya that the Rebbe discusses in a few places. If someone needs to fast on Sim, if someone, according to the doctors, his fasting Sim Gedalia will make it impossible for him to fast on Yom Kippur.
Same Gedalia is the Haiva. Yom Kippur is the Asid. The Rebbe speaks about this. Rebbe is bringing some Achrim. The Rebbe speaks about this in that Sicha and Chelek Yutas. He's speaking about Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim and their Machlekes. Rabbi Kiva was Misachek and they were Beichim. And the Rebbe explains the Machlekes, do you look at the Haiva or do you look at the Asid? And he compares this, a Pisa came in as the Chilukides and Siftes over there, as the Machlekes is, in the Shaila Klolis, Simin Darf Zechirechenin, on Leita Machria Zain Behoiva, mit a Mitzvah Vechiev, as Vatkumin Be'asid. There the Shaila seems to be, Yitzayim Gedalia is the Hoiva, Yom Kippur is the Asid. Do I let something that's not here yet? It's like a Dover Shleibayim, it's the future, determine how I'm going to behave, how I'm going to deal with a situation in the present. Or no, in the present, I have to deal with the present, and that outweighs a consideration of the future, even though obviously Yom Kippur is much more chamor than same Gedalia. So over there is very simply Haiva versus Asad. That's what the Rebbe seems to be speaking about over there. And according to that, the Shaklavitaria over there of Haiva versus Asid is not the same as the Shaklavitaria in our Sicha, where it's a discussion about Haiva versus Asid within the same Inyan. Two stages in the mitzvah, the stage of Haiva and the stage of Asid. And let me show you, L'cheira, that's clear over here in the whole Hemshech I'm going to show you. But just in the Lashon of the paragraph that I just read in our Sicha. Tachlas Hashleimus Behaiva. Other as beikir is negeya dishleimus bigmar ha'inyin la'achar ze ulatamid. Again, the verse, the tzad of us, it is not something in the future completion of this inyin that we're now dealing with in the present. These are two stages in the same project, two stages in the same act. The haiva of this mitzvah versus the asid of this mitzvah. And that's clear, again, the Ha'ara does not compare our Sicha to the Shail of Tzim Gedalia. He says, I may ain dugma of Zrizim Magdimin L'mitzvahs, because Zrizim Magdimin L'mitzvahs we could see as two stages. The Rebbe says, Ure'ei, he's also Mitzayin to Tzim Gedalia, he doesn't say that that's also an example. And I'm going to show you more of this. What's the Tziyut to Tzim Gedalia and Yom Kippur in our Sicha? What's the Ure'ei? It's two possibilities. One possibility is, like I'll show you soon, that Sof Kol Sof, the two Shailas are related. That means the general question of Haiva versus Asid is definitely related to the specific question of Haiva versus Asid within the same mitzvah, as two stages in the same mitzvah. And therefore, in this specific question in our Sicha, where it's two stages of the same inyan, the Rebbe still is mitzayin or re'ei to the general question of Haiva and Asid. Or perhaps, because even though in the other places where the Rebbe discusses the Shailah of Tzim Gedalia versus Yom Kippur, it's a question of Haiva and Asid as they are for themselves, not a Asid that's the Gemar Ha'inyan. Yom Kippur is not the culmination of Tzim Gedalia. Nevertheless, the Rebbe says, because we could also look at the Tzim Gedalia clash with Yom Kippur under the same umbrella as the Shaila in our Sicha. Which means, perhaps, you could look at Tzim Gedalia and Yom Kippur from the perspective of the person. The person is serving the Eibishter, right? The person who has this question of fasting. And his serving the Eibishter today is leading up to the way he's going to serve the Eibishter better in 9 days from now. So his Avedas Hashem and Tzim Gedalia is finishing off his Gemara Inyan is Yom Kippur. Especially Tzim Gedalia and Yom Kippur that are part of a group of days of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, that's one sort of parcel that begins, has a beginning date and an ending date, so Yom Kippur could be seen as a Gemara Inyan. And therefore we could a little bit look at that as the Yom Kippur is the Gemara Inyan, and that Tzim Gedalia if you when you're doing same Gedalia better, it's at the expense of the climax of same Gedalia, of the climax of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which won't be as good because I won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur. But even if I say it like that, it's still, it's separate. It's a re'eh. And you see that in this Ha'ara. L'chayra, when the Rebbe says in the end, Re'eh Baruch HaLekutisichas Chelek Yotas, Amos 73 Va'elach. It's clear again, over there in that Sikha, the Rebbe brings this Shailah of Zrizim Makdimin L'mitzvot versus Bereva Madras Melech that the Rebbe is speaking about in this Ha'ara. And nevertheless, that's not what he's being mitzayin to L'chayr in this Ha'ara. He doesn't bring the Re'ei Behem Shechot to that. He brings the Re'ei about same Gedalia. Because like I said, this Rizim Makdimin L'mitzvot and Bereivam Hadras Melech, as it's explained in that Sikha, is a separate Shaila. What the Rebbe is being mitzayin to, the Tzem Gedalia versus Yom Kippur, even though over there it's explained separately, but it's a Re'ei, it still has a Shaychus to the question of Hayva and Asad, even the way it's discussed in this Sikha. And this is L'chaira, the same idea in all the three examples in our Sikha. So the second example of Secher Keshemer Chinam or Secher Keshemer Sachar, which seems to be the two mindsets that the Rebbe is discussing. Maybe a person who's in business will understand it better. But it seems to be two. Obviously, everyone who's doing a business transaction expects to get his money back. Obviously, everyone wants to make the profit. And yet there's two perspectives, there's two ways of focusing. There's to focus on the process of the transaction and the whatever gain you're going to get, without so much focus, more than focusing on the end result of the same transaction, or focusing on the end result of the same transaction more than you're focusing on the process itself. Maybe it's a difference between someone who focuses on a short term of an investment or on a long term of an investment, which each one has its merits. Akapanim, the two are two stages in the same process. The getting back his animal in the end, it's not stama asid, an event in the asid which has bearing on an event in the haiva, or an event in the haiva that has bearing on the event in the asid. And the question is, which one is more important, which one is geiver? There are two stages in the same process, like we'll see again in a minute. And this is clearly also the case in the third example of Vachalta Visavata Virachta. There's the Vachalta de Maisa Ha'achila, the Pu'ula Sa'achila. The Pu'ula Sa'achila is the beginning stage that brings ultimately to the Sviya. The Sviya is the climax, is the culmination of the Achila. The Haiva and the Asid are the Haiva and the Asid, the two stages of this Vachalta Visavata Virachta, not just two unrelated Haivas and Asids that have bearing on each other. These are by all these three examples. The Shaila of Haiva versus Asid, the Rebbe discusses in a number of Sikhas. And let me just try to see a few of them where it seems to all support this point, that seems to be clear, sign the Lashon of the Sikha, sign the Ha'ara. And later on in Ha'ara 18, the Rebbe shows how it's stronger over here, but both of those are not this point, not this inyan that we're saying. So the first place, L'chayra, is in Chelek Dalet, in the Safis by Chamisha Aserbav on page 1338. Over there, the Rebbe discusses speaking about the Chamisha Seba'av, that they would buy, that they would borrow, they would go out with clay love and she'ulim. And there's a machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi if they would borrow from someone who was on a higher rank than them. And the Rebbe explains that the question is, regarding borrowing from someone who was in a higher rank, mitzad echad, if they borrow from someone who's a higher rank, they're getting better clothes, so it's easier to find a shidduch, that helps them for their chasana. The borrowing from someone who's in a higher rank is more embarrassing, so there's a bigger busha at the time in the haiva. over there, the question is, what's geiver? The long-term benefit of the chasana, or the short-term benefit of being in a less compromising, less embarrassing situation? Seemingly over there, it's heiva versus asid. The beishas and the chasana are not two stages of the same things, of the same thing. Yeah, the borrowing the clothing is in order to lead to the chasana, but the borrowing the clothing now, at right now, has a certain side effect. It causes a busha. The borrowing, in a different way, could have an effect later on the chasana. Those are two effects. The clash between the haiva and the asid, between my feeling of embarrassment now, or having a good chasana, a good shidduch later, and having a happy chasana life, is just a clash between haiva and asid, seemingly, which is like the general shaila that the Rebbe speaks in all the other places. And a few places the Rebbe refers back to this Bavli and Yerushalmi. Another place where the Rebbe speaks about it, that's Sicha Chelik Yates by Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Over there, the Chachamim were beichin both by the Kol HaMeina Shel Remi and by the Shul Yetzimi Beis Kedesh HaKadashim. They were beichin, the Rebbe explains in that Sicha, because of the tremendous Chilul Hashem. That's Behoiva. Rabbi Kiva was Mesachik, because he saw that through that the Geula, he was able to learn through that the Geula will be in a greater way. And the Maila of the Geula being in a greater way overpowered the Chilul Hashem, that's Behoiva. Again, seemingly, it's not a question of two stages in a process. Do I focus on the process or do I look at the end result? Even though you could possibly teach it like that, but that's not the simple. It's a clash of hoiva versus asid. And in the lashon and the sikha over there, that's taka what it speaks about. As opposed to our sikha, where the emphasis is on the gmar ha'inyan, over there what the Rebbe is speaking about is pashat hoiva versus asid, a matzev, a feeling, and a future experience versus a present experience. Another place that the Rebbe speaks about it is Chelek Chav Dalet. Over there, the Rebbe is speaking about being Mefaret the Chet. And the Rebbe explains how being Mefaret the Chet could cause a person who's saying Vidui to feel a Beishas. And this feeling of Beishas enhances the tshuva and makes the tshuva better. On the other hand, being mefaret techet could cause him achshad la'asid lavi. So there's a short-term benefit that it makes the tshuva better. There's a long-term risk or a long-term loss that he could cause achshad. Again, seemingly the two-way fanim is the shayla hayadua, like the Rebbe says, ei medarf zichrechti medarf zichrechenin un machria zayn behoive mit amatzev asveta de kenen zayn beasid. Again, the way the Rebbe describes it is the shayla about hoive versus asid. What do I look at? Do I look at the hoive or do I look at the asid? It's interesting that in the Sicha and Chelek Chav Dalet, this is page 241, it's the Sicha Yom HaKippurim and Chelek Chav Dalet, page 241. So there the Rebbe refers to this as their Shaila HaYadua, where the Rebbe is speaking about Haiva and Asid in general. He refers to it as the Shaila HaYadua. He brings the Sicha, his Mitzayin, to Chelek Tazvav, Chelek Tazayin, which is our Sicha, Chelek Yutes. He brings all the other places. Now, a little bit you could say that the fact that the Rebbe is bringing our Sicha together with all those other sichas, that all the other sichas seem to be the general shaila of hoiva versus asid, as opposed to our sicha, that's three examples of hoiva, of the hoiva stage versus the asid stage of the same inyan. the fact that the Rebbe bunches them together in that in the Ha'ara and Chelech Avdal and Sicha and Yom Kippurim seems to go against what I said. But I don't think so. I think because in Gen B'chololos, like I said, like the first way I said to understand the Ure'ei in our Sicha, there's for sure a shaychus between the two chakiras. It's they're both tied with the general question of Hoive versus Asin. But the way it's being discussed in our Sicha is in a more specific way. But in the Shaila Klois, Shaila Hayadua, the way the Rebbe refers to it in Chelek of Dalet, in the Shaila Klois, yeah, so they all have shaychus with each other. In our Sicha, the Rebbe does not bring the Shaila Klolis. The Rebbe is not Mitzayan to all those other Sichas where he speaks about it. He just brings the Me'ein Dugma from Zrizim Makdim in the Mitzvahs. And he's Mitzayan only to Tzeim Gedalia because of the possible connection, like I said. You see also that in the Sicha on Yom Kippur, where the Rebbe explains that the Machlekes by Vidui, the two Eifanim by Vidui, are Toli in Hoiva or Osir being Machriya, the Rebbe says that has to do with the Shaila Hayadua. And he brings the various Mara Mekemis. In Chelek Yotes, where the Rebbe brings this Shaila Klolis, in Siftas, he says it's a Shaila Klolis, and he says Al Derech Hadugma. He brings right away the example of the Shaila Klolis as a Chayla, where there's a clash between Tzeim Gedalia and Yom Kippur. In our Sicha, the Rebbe does not say any of the Dugmois that are on these other, so he just says Me Ein Ze Yeshleimar in the Ha'ara, all that he brings as an example is Zrizim Makdimim, which is only Me'enza. The only actual examples, the actual dugma of the Shaila, the way it's explained in our Sicha, where the Shaila is two stages, is the three examples that are in our Sicha, which are, in other words, from the examples that are in the various Sichas Lachera. There could be other examples, but the examples amongst the sichas that have to do with this shaila is only these three words, two, a stage of hoiv and a stage of asir, and me'ein, it could also be applied to zrizim akdimim versus breivam hadras melech, depends on how you explain the shaila, like we said before. So by secher, the rabbi says it's the same shaila, the same tutstadim. When the masker is doing this transaction, this business transaction of renting out or giving to watch his animal, is his focus on the final result when he gets his animal back? That's the final end of the transaction. Or is his focus on the in between, on the stages that lead up to that when he's doing business with his animal or whatever it is? So the Rebbe in Ha'ara 21, L'cheiret's simple pshat, but just trying to say what it seems to say. L'har mi'beza ifanim she'eshleimer b'chiyuvi ha'shemrim. De b'sha she'pesheya, malderech z'gneva v'aveda b'shemir sachar, azay chal achiyuv l'shalim, or beiz misha she'masr le'a pikadin, nishtabed u'mechayiv l'hachsar le'a, ala she'gneva v'aveda v'enis ha'viptur l'shemir chinam, and einis b'shemir sachar. Is it the pshat that I'm giving you the animal to watch, and you have to watch the animal? When you don't watch it properly, that makes you mechuyev to pay me. Or when I give you the animal, that makes you mechuyev to give it back. Except that Hashemer, who watched according to the level of Shmira that he was supposed to watch, becomes chasal of Atera, becomes pater. And like the Rebbe brings in other places, and like the Rebbe brings in Kuntres and Yonish al Teres Achsidus, Amachlekes Tekseis and Alter Rebbe, by most of the Shemrim. So seemingly what the Rebbe is saying over here is there's these two ways in the mindset of the mafkid or the masker, l'cheira, and that is totally these two eifanim. Is the masker focusing on the short term, no matter what, he wants to get his animal back. So if the guy doesn't watch it, then I'll get my animal back. Is the focus on the short term, I'm giving it to you to watch, and my focus is on you watching it? And according to that, by a secher, my focus is on the benefit, on my earning the money from it. That's the transaction. By a regular shemir, the transaction is about the shmira, the kabbalas shmira, kabbalas achrayis for shmira. And by secher, it's the monetary gain. And obviously, that's going to bring about whatever is going to be the final result of the mafkid or the masker getting back his animal or getting paid in a case where he deserves to get paid. Or the opposite. I'm right away focused on the final result, on the end stage, the end game of the whole transaction, which is when I get my animal back. And what happens in the middle could change that. From there, we come to what happens in the middle, that if the shamer watched it, then he frees himself from that obligation. But right away, we start off with the final obligation that the shamer has to have at the conclusion. So this is the two ways in the mindset that the Rebbe says is two general svaris of Chachmei Yisrael. With this, the Rebbe says, explains the Rashi in B'Metzia Daf Pei Amud Beis. He says, L'hor me'arichos b'pirish Rashi b'Metzia Sham B'das Rabbi Yehuda. D'iloyav schar ha'vishoyon ki hashta So Rashi seems to say, like the Rebbe asked in the beginning of the Sicha, seemingly Rabbi Huda's opinion needs to be understood, because the Secher, the pay that he's paying, is cancelled out by the benefit that he's getting. So the Shemira is Bechinam. He's like, why shouldn't he be like, seemingly Rabbi Meiran's understood that he's a Shemir Chinam. So Rashi, in explaining the shita of Rabbi Huda in that one place in the Pei Amud Beis, says, well, Ashayel is a kolano shaloi. A secher, by paying money, he's the same as Ashayel, but he pays money, so he goes down one level from the shayel. And b'meili becomes like a shemer socher. Now, we could look at this the opposite way. We could say, well, a shemer chinam is chai, is pater on everything. Is chayiv only on pshia. Is pater even on gnev v'aveda. A secher is like a shemer chinam, but he's one level up because he's using it. And he's paying. Start from a shemer chinam and say he's one level up from the shemer chinam and make him like a start from a shemer chinam. Shemer chinam does nothing, doesn't get any benefit. A secher pays and gets to use it, so he's the same as shemer chinam. If we start from sheyel, you're right, he's like one level down from the sheyel. If we start from shemer chinam, he's the same as the shemer chinam. So the Rebbe says, ki l'shitas Rabbi Yehuda sheha asid machriya shemer mischayev loyal shmira sachefetz behoiva. Elo lahachzir le bishleimus kishiyagi azman elo sheshemer chinam chasal avateiro patrasi megnei vavede v'chol mashenki b'secher. What seems to be saying is, so this Rashi will be understood based on the previous hasbara. Rabbi Huda's whole basis of his reasoning is that the asir is machriya, which means the transaction is looked at from the perspective of the end result. How is it going to be concluded? I'm looking to get my animal back. Everything that happens in between is what changes. In other words, the shemer starts off by taking the animal. His kinyani shemer is machayev him to return the animal b'shleimus. Each shemer has a reason why in certain circumstances chasal of atera he's going to be nifter from that. That goes according to Shitas Rabbi Huda. The Rabbi Huda says the asid is machriya. For the same reason that he says the asid machriya, that goes, like the Rebbe said in the first half of this ha'ara, together with the perspective that you start off with a chiyuv. And each one of the shemrim has this mitigating circumstances that lessens the chiyuv, that takes away the chiyuv in certain circumstances. So then it's very, very understood the Rashi. So if we're starting off l'shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasi. we're starting off with the chiyuv being mechuyev in everything. So all of the shemrim are starting off like a shayim. And each one of the shemrim, because of his circumstance, he begets chasal of a teira and he becomes less mechuyev than a shayim. So then we understand the seicher starts off like a shayim. His differences only bring him down one level from a shayim, so he's going to be a shemer sachar. If we would look at it the other way, it doesn't fit. L'cheder Rab Meir, says Seicher k'shemer chinam, will be, because if he's looking at the Haiva, then it will be just the opposite. So then you're starting off from a Seicher being like a shemer chinam. And since the paying money and the getting and being able to use it, they cancel each other out. So he didn't move up from a shemer chinam, so he remains a shemer chinam. The starting point, which depends on the two perspectives of Haver Asid, that determines where Seicher ends up, and that explains Rashi's reasoning l'chayra of why according to Rabbi Yehuda Seicher is k'shemer sachar. But seemingly that's what this ha'ara is saying.